hurts somebody, then they have to pay for that.
No, they can't do that. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, all.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing today?
Busy, busy. Talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks for being there.
Anyway, I think you would like this presentation that they did last night.
I'm sure I would.
So, and then Clyde took it a step further and showed them how, okay, from a practical standpoint, how can we change things? And it's essentially just get involved in your caucuses, mm-hmm. and we've got an outline of how everyone there last night are going to be involved in caucuses, and they're going to find friends who are of... will also want to be involved. Anyway, it was very interesting.
Good morning,
Martha Sue.
How are you?
I am fine. Karen is fine.
Hi,
and
Karen.
That's how we, who we have here. And Steve is fine. He's listening.
All right. Morning, Steve-o. Do you want, I don't know that I have the current slide.
I have new current slides. Matter of fact, I need to get up to the first one, and I have them on.
Okay, perfect.
And if you want the pointer, you ask me for it, and then you can, if you want me to, or else I'll just go to it, because I already know where those slides are. Martha Sue, I'll show you what we have. Okay, so have this one to begin with. Can you see them? You're not on there.
I'm getting on right now.
So, we have a picture of us. We have yours. We have the 10 perfect points for a perfect day. Good morning.
Good morning. Monty here.
Good morning, Monty. So nice to have you back out of the snowbank.
Oh, you got that right.
And Martha Sue, here's our new slide. A little more improved, not quite finished yet.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And then we have only this one left. That's all we have on. So we have 5 slides.
Okay. Go back to the beginning, please, then. Okay. A picture, and then the next one is the measuring chart?
Yes, it is. It is not going to always be there. Usually I have the points. You want the points? I don't think I can do them first. You want the points first or the...
No, it doesn't make any difference. But I just was checking to see what order they were in, that one, and then the next one is points.
Yes.
Good morning. Somebody else joined us?
It's Mary Lou. Mary Lou.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
That was pretty good. I was hoping that really was you.
I have a surprise for all of y'all.
All right.
But I don't know that I want to do it just yet. We might want to see if there's a few more people that come on.
Yeah, we're getting 10 and 11.
That's cool.
So, yeah, so we need to get more, but well, anxious to hear your surprise, but we should probably just...
get started?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's Margaret's birthday.
Oh,
that's Margaret's birthday. Well, we better
sing. That was my surprise. You blew my surprise, Mary Lou.
Well, I'm sorry. You never told me that it was your surprise.
I have a surprise for everybody because I have that birthday club thing, and so Margaret's on my birthday list.
Oh.
And how cool is that on our terrific
day? Thanks, all of you.
So I'm saying happy birthday.
I gave you the ball. You can Well, stay there.
I don't have it.
No, it's not staying there very well.
Somebody else joined us?
Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm getting better slowly.
Good. Okay. Well, today is Terrific Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. And, okay, there you go. Thank you. Got it. And excited about that this is also Transparent Tuesday. Now, you know, those of you that weren't on when I named it that way, when I started in the, actually I named this not in the beginning 10 years ago, but when I came back in living in Florida, so probably about 2004, 2005, something like that. And the hardest part to me, and I know so many people are not doing the weighing and measuring, but the hardest part to me in my whole life was being accountable. And those scales, and I may have to shift to this, but the scales are the measuring chart of pounds, and the paper, this paper right here, pointer over here, this measuring chart that Ruth has for us lets you, is that, where do I get the pointer? There we go.
The arrow.
There we go. So this little thing right here, it happens to be our body. Okay. And so it was really difficult for me to face up to what happened from the week before till tomorrow, you know. And the way I kept up with when I first started back was that rather than weighing once a week, I weighed every day, but I measured once a week. And the weighing every day, and I may need to go back to that, but the weighing every day was I could tell what I did the day before. And not what I did over a week's time, because, you know, over a week's time, you can kind of lose something. It's like, oh, well, oh, my gosh, how'd that happen? I couldn't have gained a pound. How in the world did I gain a pound? Well, it's overnight. You knew what you did the day before was a little bit of a challenge. So, at any rate, and I'm not saying that to say that that's what happened, but so here we are. And this is my little Ella Grace, my first grandbaby. And it's important to me at 63 years old that I'm able to get, I'm able to get down on the floor and play with the kids. And if I don't take care of what's going on in my life with the problem with my knees after I fell last year, you know, I'm not going to be able to get down on the floor. They'll have to come up to me, and that's not what I want. So this call is very timely. So being Terrific Tuesday and Transparent Tuesday, I will tell you that I went through a little bit of a rigor this morning when, or not this morning so much, but going into last night about what was going to be on the scale, first of all, and what in the world would the inches be, because being transparent, I will tell y'all, I still have not written down, well, I did write down what I did one day, the first day, and that was it. And I know that the stress load is still there. The sleep amount has not improved. And, I mean, I'm running with full barrel. And so there's, you know, a lot of things that I'm not doing like I ought to be doing to take care of me. And that I know that one of the results without a scale, without writing anything down, without weighing, is that my knees are more sore this week than they were the week before. So I was really reluctant to think, oh, gosh, now I have to get on the scale. Now it's going to be, you know, I have to tell y'all. I'm supposed to be the one that's transparent. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to tell y'all what happened. So this morning I got up and I, okay, I'm going to do this, and I got on my scale. And just like the water test where you add a little bit of good to your life, there's still a change. So I donated 0.4 pounds somewhere in the air, even with me being concerned about this. So 0.4 pounds I donated, and I gave up an inch and a quarter. So by adding a little bit of my in my life, even though it wasn't perfect, on a scale of 1 to 10, I wasn't even close to a 10. And Mary Lou, I will say, I was so proud of you yesterday when you said you had an average of 9.5, I think it was. I'm like, yeah, you go, girl. And then I was jealous, but then I was proud of you. So it's like, you know, on Wednesdays we have feelings. Well, it's like your emotions are all over the chart. My emotions, I'd have to say, is why the heck can't I pull this together? And then what I'm doing is criticizing myself. So my whole goal for today was to give y'all a lesson. And the lesson is about loving yourself. Where you are today and where you're going to be, no matter what. And so, even though I got rid of those things, I know that I'm not perfect, but I know that I will be better next week, because even though I didn't do everything I was supposed to do, there still was a change. So if I do more of what I'm supposed to do, there'll be more of a change. How's that sound for philosophy? So, what I really want to give y'all is that my license plate on my car says Happy Word, H-A-P-Y, with a little, you have to have a dash in there, and W-R-D, it's Happy Word. And that Happy Word is something that I developed in my golf training. And I mentioned this, if you miss a putt and you criticize yourself, the next, whenever you get to the next green, the next putt you have, you're gonna miss it. Because you just told the little kid inside you that you weren't worthy. And so the thing I didn't tell y'all about the Happy Word was how to implement a Happy Word into your own health style choices. What we're doing now, the vital health style, is if you can treat yourself like a little child, because you are a little child, that inner child inside you. And if you can treat that little child as though you love them, as they begin to change and grow, and you will share the reward with them, the excitement will be bigger. And so the example is, you look at this picture I have up of Ella Grace. She will be 4 in February. If I said to Ella Grace, you throw the ball like an alligator. You stink. You throw it right, you throw it left, it's horrible. Would Ella Grace want to play ball with me? No. So when Ella Grace throws a ball to me, from the time she was 2 years old, I would praise her. And I know that if I ask just an average here, anybody that has children or grandchildren, if you go back to when you don't have grandchildren, but you go back to where your kids were, when they did something, even though a minute, just minute little change, you cheered for them. You said, great job, you're doing a super job, come on, you can do it. And they wanted to do whatever it was again. And so when I say to Ella, come on, you're doing a great job, she'd want to throw the ball to me again. When she finally got the ball right to me and I yelled and screamed and cheered, she wanted to do it even more, because I got so excited, she got so excited. Now, when I did my bus tour around the United States, I would ask grown men in the crowd, if they had children, if they did this, what did they say to them, and, you know, come up with a word you said to the kid. So it was wow, it was yes, it was all kinds of things that the kid would do. They would cheer them. I said, when's the last time you did that for yourself? I had grown men with tears in their eyes because they said, I never do that. But it forced them to look at it. It forced them to go, I don't tell myself I'm doing a good job. So today is the 31st of January. We will never again have a January in 2012. That's the last January we're ever going to have. So beginning tomorrow, February the 1st, or if you will start this game with me today, from henceforth, you need to reward the little child inside you, love that child for the accomplishment you did today, for the struggle you had today, and that you got through it, even if it was a little bit. I didn't want to get on the scales this morning because the things I've done, knowing that I've had probably 4 hours of sleep and sometimes less, at least 4 hours of sleep, oh, isn't that great? And, you know, it's like I knew I wasn't doing what I needed to do to take care of me, but I still got on the scales, and the scales told me that I did a little bit of good. I added a little better pH to my body. I added a little better life to my life. So my happy word is woohoo! Always has been, always will be. When y'all hear me, sometimes it's hard to say that word, but if you say whatever the word is that resonates with your little child, I guarantee you it will be easier not to pick up something you're not supposed to eat. So the girls, the sorority house girls where I am the house mom here, may be going, what's wrong with her? She's walking around going, woohoo! So I don't know. It's okay. Maybe I can teach them to be positive. So with that said, being transparent, totally. I'm an open book. You guys can read me real well. But I'm telling you, I may not write every day of those 10 points, but I guarantee you that I'm going to implement my happy word every single day over every action that I'm doing because I want a different result. I don't want to just donate 0.4 pounds. I want there to be a change. I want to live longer. So, with that said, here's my little chart, okay? So I'm right now into the benchmark. I actually started a week before we started on the calls. And so at this point, I have donated 6.2 pounds to someone maybe in India that needs some pounds. So I've sent pounds over. I've donated 6.2 pounds. And here's the kicker. I have given up 10 and a half inches. Yeah, 10 and a half inches. I got out my, to kind of show y'all what that would be, I got out my neckband, and it was, that's not, it's longer than 10 and a half inches. So this was 10 and a half inches is longer than my pencil. I was looking for things that y'all could identify with without seeing anything and go, oh, my gosh. So 10 and a half inches, by me just adding a little bit of good in my life, is pretty dang good. So I'm pretty excited.
Yahoo!
So you look at this point chart. I will say that I haven't written down my point. The thing that this has made me do is be more aware of what I'm putting together. You know, it's like I said, I bought this exercise tape last year. I did finally open the package. I've done it once. I'm going to commit to y'all that I will do it, may not do it every day, but I'm going to do it because I need to. And I will be going, woohoo, throughout that exercise program where it's like, woohoo, okay? But I need to be able to write that down. That there's a point there. Here's my little pointer. Exercise. You know, if I break it up in increments like that, anybody can do that. So I'm not going to say, why haven't I done it? It's just that I haven't done it. I guess I could have 3.5 hours of sleep and then do that, but I didn't figure my healthy leader there would be too excited about that. Here is our, this is the acidic to the alkaline chart, and I really like this, Bruce. I like the bright colors too, but this is way cool. And when looking at this, and I didn't see it this morning long enough, but when you look at this, if you print this out and then have it laminated so you can carry it everywhere with you, when you go to the store or you go to a restaurant, the people will look at you and go, what are you doing? And it gives you an open door for you to be able to say to them, well, actually, I'm a part of a health style call that we do every morning, Monday through Friday. It's an open door for you to share with people what you're doing. Check this out, flaxseed oil. Okay, I know she was going to add back in. Did you add back in the other oil?
No, it goes right where it says organic corn oil, And so I'm going to have to fix it. I'll have to make a second side or something to be able to get all these on here.
Right.
I don't have another space for it. But it will see the little triangle up here by NutriSuite. It will have one of those. And when I do, when we do a WebEx, we will be able to put pop it on and off.
Oh, cool.
But on the chart, we will have to have a second side, and it will be on the other side.
Okay. If you really study this, this is your health Bible, if you will, because if you take this out with you, it tells you the things that are good for you to eat, better for you to eat, best for you to eat, awful for you to eat, less bad, a little bit less bad than that, but if we can steer clear of these things, then we're going to be putting more good into our lives, and you'll be saying, woohoo, more often, or whatever your word is going to be. You know, one thing I was surprised about on the fruit, and I noticed this before, about blueberries. Oh, my gosh, I'm feeding my grandkids blueberries like crazy, is that they are acidic.
But they're still in a neutral zone.
Yeah. So they're better for you than something else, but
Martha, see the one that, Karen, I was telling, rhubarb is one of my favorite things to have. Rhubarb, strawberry, rhubarb, and I noticed that not strawberries on here, so I've got to put those on. I didn't know why they weren't on. But so I could take the rhubarb, and I think the strawberries are over here on the, probably in the 6 to 6.5, maybe. And so if I mix the two together, well, then I have a very, probably a really good food. Or if I have some watermelon. I don't usually put watermelon and rhubarb together.
You know, I think that's an important concept that we all understand, is that we can make some of those choices that are not perfect and combine them with these on the other side of the chart and come up with a good combination. I think that's great.
Yeah, add a little good. That's just what I was saying, Karen, is just add a little good. If we add a little good, this one isn't as good, but if you put it over here with something that's really good, then you have something you still really like, but it's still good for you. So that's awesome. So I'm going to study this very closely and work on that. But in, like, making a salad, it's like I know that on the spinach and the lettuce, I mean, you can have, like, well, I don't know, 100 cups of spinach and 100 cups of lettuce or whatever. I mean, it's just this ungodly amount that you certainly wouldn't eat in one sitting. But if you, that's from the food thing, but if you added a portion of lettuce or and some spinach along with that and then some other vegetables to it, you make a big salad. If you make a big salad, then you have a little bit of the other things that are over here on this side, like maybe some tuna or some white fish that's good for you, but or some chicken or, you know, it's real seldom that I ever eat beef anymore, but I know that it falls over here in this area. But this is a chart that we need to get very familiar with. And in looking at the food chart, that's really cool that Dr. Sears has added water to the bottom of his food triangle that was healthy. And we can see this top part is grain. And I know, Ruth, I heard you say yesterday, like it said in that the book, you should never have oatmeal for breakfast.
No grain for breakfast from Kathy Abascal.
Yeah.
And the thing I have found is that that's what I had already decided. This is not for me. But I don't know, you know, if that's true for, I didn't know if that was true for everyone, but she's thinking that from her biochemistry things, that that's the way it should be.
Okay. Well, you can see, like I said, you can have 100 cups of spinach and lettuce and stuff. So if you look at this, this is, there's a whole lot more stuff here that you can have. And the basis better for you. And then looking at the next one with the protein, I'm assuming that that's probably eggs. And we've got fish. There's a little bit of beef. You know, the protein things you can choose from. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe
olive oil.
Olive oil, okay. And then and several places about that, like you had on there, that the avocado, and I saw a little thing on that pH miracle. The guy was on television, and I saw him, he was talking about that avocado was your butter. I mean, that would be just really good for you. Okay, that's cool.
What?
I love avocado.
Martha Sue?
Yes, ma'am.
One thing up on that fat layer there, Dr. Seuss has the nuts as a fat. Kathy Abascal has the nuts as a protein.
Down here?
Wow. Yes.
Does she have a food chart?
No. I'm making one for her.
Okay, good.
The thing that I find as a, well, one day I, you know, I told you I didn't eat any snacks before I went to bed. And then a couple of days ago, I got up and I was running around doing all these different things and I didn't eat in the morning either. And about 10 o'clock, I almost passed out. And so I've got to get onto my chart and where's that snack going to go? Well, now it definitely goes very early in the morning. I didn't have it yet, but I'm going to have it as soon as we finish here. I will have my snack, and my snack is generally almonds. I eat almonds. I probably eat at least a half cup of almonds a day. And I've lost 2 pounds each week so far.
You go, girl. Woohoo! Where did you lose it from?
Pardon me?
Where did you lose it from? You don't have...
Well, that's an exciting part. I lost 1 inch off my tummy, which is the only place where I want to lose any weight.
That's awesome.
That's that anti-inflammation and that sheet cleanse that you'll have is losing it off the tummy. I've been trying to lose, you know, when you get down to about 5 or 10 pounds you have to lose, it's just like pulling teeth or something, but this is just drop.
How exciting is that?
I thought it was exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. So does anybody have any questions or any comments that y'all want to make about if you have not been your own cheerleader and you could come up with a word that would make you giggle and make you laugh, because you need to be able to laugh at yourself, not just cry with yourself. Is there anybody that has any thoughts about that?
I say yahoo.
There you go.
Martha Sue, this is Nancy Clyde. I just got on. I had some business calls come in, couldn't deny them. I got back from Hawaii yesterday morning, and I was doing really well. And then I find, I don't know if this is anything funny, it's just hitting life hard. I find that one of my challenges with watching what I eat is being on vacation and going, well, you know, when am I going to get to do this again, or blah, 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 whatever that is I'm saying to myself. And so my daughter and I, the last night I was there, went out to a Moroccan restaurant, which she and her husband had been to, and she said, oh, Mommy's going to love this, and I love all kinds of different food. Well, I mean, you know, I pretty much blew it, you know, although I had, you know, calamari with a wonderful tomato sauce was the entree. I mean, they were very wise choices, but I definitely felt more full than I have other days. And so I'm just glad to be home. Hawaii was wonderful, but glad to be home and back focused on this and getting on the call again and knowing that, okay, every day I'm going to be on that call. The first week I did lose 6 inches, and then when I first got to Hawaii, I had weighed myself, and I was 1 pound less than what I have weighed any time in recent history. I mean, you know, even when I've lost weight, I was a pound less than that, so I was thrilled about that. Well, I weighed myself this morning, and well, I'm back up. So anyway, I'm back home, I'm ready to go, and I love hearing your success, Ruth, and I just got out a cup measure to measure how many almonds are in a half a cup, because I thought, well, yeah, heck, I'm sorry she didn't say a cup of almonds a day, you know, but... So anyway, I just measured my half a cup of almonds, because I bought a bunch of almonds, and I do snack on those, and I try to limit myself to 5 or 6 for a snack. What are you doing, Ruth?
I'm trying to. One of my problems is what is called grazing. I'm sure you guys all know what grazing is. My mode of eating. But
yeah.
I'm trying to get myself to stick at snack time. And so at snack time, though, I can have all the almonds and some fruit or something with them. And I need to have a fruit to balance them. I can have all of them I want. But I'm trying, but then I can't have them any time in between until, so 3 hours or so until I have a meal. And then I have all of the meal that I want if it stays in balance.
Uh-huh.
But then no grazing in between. Your poor system, time to rest in between. So that's how the anti-inflammation or quieting inflammation program does work.
Okay.
Wow. Seems to be working.
Cool. Yeah, it does seem to be working. It's like, oh my gosh, when you said you'd lost 2 pounds a week, and this, we've been on this, well, 4 weeks? 3 weeks? Been on it. 1, 2, 3, 4 from when I first started. So I don't know, 3, 4 weeks? So that's huge, and everything's relative. Like a person that's really overweight could look at somebody that only has 5 or 6 pounds to lose and go, where are you going to lose it? Now, where are you going to... And yet it's very important to that person. So that's really awesome. Woohoo! Like you said. Okay, anybody else have any comments?
I just know that when I knew I was getting on this call this morning, it made me get out the door and do my walking. Accountability is wonderful.
There you go. Good. Okay. Well, Margaret, happy birthday again.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
We got to have a little party for you this morning.
Yeah, the singing was terrific.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much helped. Yahoo!
Yahoo!
You really set me up well. Thank you all. Thank all of you.
Wow, that went so fast. That was very good, Martha Sue. My phone died about 4 times.
When you bare your soul, this is what I've found in everything that I've done. When you become transparent, you're real honest. And you have to be honest with others and being honest with yourself. And so, I'm believing it's terrific Tuesday, but it's transparent Tuesday. And so I'm believing that making more good choices by next Tuesday, there'll be a really terrific change for me. So I'm excited about that. And, since 1989, I've been a golf professional. Pretty interesting. And I have stepped down from that this year. I have changed my status as a golf professional from Class A to going to be an alumni. And that was a big step for me. But it wasn't where I wanted to spend my focus. My focus was that I was committed in the Latino market and in my Nikon business. I'm committed to be with my 4 grandchildren and to be a part of their life and to be, to create a memory in their lives that even when I'm gone, they'll remember G. And that's really important to me. And the third part is that I can still do what I've been doing in golf without having to do all the requirements and be asked for that top priority. So I am now an alumni in the golf world, ladies and gentlemen. So that's pretty nice, cool. And I'm so good about that. Woohoo! I am excited.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And you're a golf alumni and you're on Denison Roof's high volume people.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations.
Ooh. Yahoo, yahoo.
Ooh. Well, having 2 people, and the other thing about cheering is that this is the first time in my almost 14 years that I have helped create a second level sober.
Fantastic. We're happy for you.
We did that in one line. And today another accomplishment is that I got approval for a book signing for Dr. Ken Howiak, who is the bone health specialist. And he's coming back to town today, and Barnes & Noble approved a book signing and the bone scans to be done today from 10 until 1 here, and I'll have my flyers about the presentation for tonight at the hotel, and where he'll be doing the presentation and more scanning. And I'll have my 3-pack of the Bone Health Program sitting on the table right there while he's doing this whole thing at Barnes & Noble.
Whoop!
Woo! Can you imagine?
Woo-hoo!
Wow.
Fantastic.
Go for it, Martha Sue.
Thank you. And, Ruth, I sent out the thing that I asked if you would please...
I'll get it out right away. I'll send it right away.
This is the first time in history of this new launch in the Spanish market that I've been the speaker. So this will be a fun thing. We're doing a treasure hunt tomorrow night.
Fantastic. I'll send it out right away.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for celebrating Margaret's birthday
yes,
with
thank
me.
You all.
Working on coming up with a happy word to feed your inner child with positive. Guarantee you, that kid inside you deserves. I love y'all.
Thank you.
Great day. Job. Have a great day. Have a Yahoo day.
Happy birthday, Margaret. Everybody have a great day.
Happy birthday, Margaret.
Thanks very much. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. Let's see, Ruth, I have to give you back the pointer.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Good thing you reminded me. Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Good job.
Have
great
a great
job.
Day, Rebecca. Thank you.
Great job.
Bye.
Great job.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.